Unique day. We had some visitors in. Freddie Roach came in. I was glad to have him, you know, here for the day. Big short yardage emphasis for us today. And that was kind of one of the areas of emphasis that we wanted to hit on hard. It's such a big one. So that one, a lot of penalties, a lot of stuff to clean up. But I love the competition. We tried to feature that as much as we could today. We had one-on-ones all across the board at each position. And it's that matchup going against the guy that you play against every day. That's how you get really good. So we're going to try and feature that competition every chance we get. And with that, I'll kick it off with some questions.
Coach, was there an issue with Brooks Reed today?
He had a strain. So we participated some. So that was the only real issue, just more precautionary.
Did I miss Matthews and Ricky, 1998?
Yes, you did. Okay. Yep, you're on your game. So both of them were held out today for a ankle and a low hip injury. Okay. They'll be back hopefully shortly.
Coach, what was it?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What was it like to see Vic take a hit like that, go out, and kind of get his mind back right, and then come out and chase down?
Yes. I think that was like a real awesome sign. Like, you know, sometimes you're playing basketball and you sprain your ankle, like, all right, I'm all right, and he's got to roll it back, and then you get back in there. It was kind of one of those moments. So that's playing in the National Football League. There's times you get caught off guard and you get hit, and then, you know, something happens, and then you get right back to it. And I think it showed a great resolve and a lot of grit to him. Say, all right, now I'm good. I'm ready to go back and battle.
Yeah, he's got that toughness.
Yeah, so it totally came through. Yeah.
Speaking of getting right back up, Hardy talked about how he was kind of hard on himself for a couple of drop passes. But what are you seeing out of him? Julio mentioned his work ethic.
And I think we're totally putting a lot on him. And I think with the young guys, it's important to do that early on to find out what they can handle. By doing that, he's demonstrating to us, I can handle a lot. I can play a couple multiple spots. And so that mindset to give me more, I can handle it. So we're going to continue to do that. And so for him, the competitor's mindset, can you be so valuable that you can play at a number of spots? And that's the challenge for him as a young guy, and he's totally responding to it.
What about guys like him and then Julio mentioning that he's locked in on football, not thinking about the contract negotiations? How important has it been for him to really set that tone as that still continues?
He's an unbelievably good teammate. Not just what you see out on the practice field, but in the locker room, in the meeting room. He's one of those rare guys that has the ability to stay focused for a long time. And that's not easy to do, you know, where you can be on something, I get distracted. His mind is so clear on playing as best as he can. It's really one of the things I love about him as a competitor.
He's telling us he feels good physically. I mean, 4 or 5 pounds that he dropped and he feels faster. Are you seeing that on the court?
You know, I know he came back. He had a terrific offseason. And, you know, just in terms of the way he came back and the explosiveness that he's showing, he's ready to have a terrific year.
Getting back to Beasley, what's been an as-advertised facet of his game you've seen out there?
I think the one thing that you know, I was hoping to see – oh, sorry, nice catch.
Oh, wow.
Did a contract for this guy.
The
one thing that I saw was his ability to beat a guy to the punch. And as a pass rusher, that's such an important thing where you can close the distance so fast. So that's what I saw on tape, and then the fact that when you see it here, it was really clear how he could play. So that's why he's going to be such a valuable part of our unit.
Levine Torlolo made a few good catches today. It seemed like his blocking form is really good. What have you liked from him?
You know, that whole group has really been battling for it, the tight end group. You know, it's kind of like you see one, you see all of them together. They go to here, they go to the meetings, they're in the weight room, they're out studying, you know, everything they're doing. I feel that connection from that group, and that's how you get better. You know, when one guy's pushing another guy, he had a good one. I'm going to try and do it. I'm going to try and do it better. So that healthy competition there, you know, you totally feel it.
The defensive line seemed to be in the backfield a bit today. How's that?
Yeah, some of them were, you know, before the ball was snapped. So we got to be mindful of that too. But we're trying to find those combinations of guys, and that's what this time is about. We've got a number of guys we're trying to work and feature and all the unique stuff that they have. So it's a real challenge, but one over the next couple weeks, that's the important parts to find out who can play together, what kind of connection can those guys have.
I think it was the hottest day so far. Did everybody handle that all right?
It sure seemed to be, and I didn't feel like the pace slowed down any, and it's not something that we talk a lot about, the temperature of it. We hydrate and talk about it, but we really don't make it's hotter today or cooler today or so, you know, with the players. So didn't hear a lot from that.
What are you seeing out of Henderson and Hester?
Well, number one, from Devin, the speed is absolutely there. And so sometimes for guys played for long times, you still have the burst. And then you see, you know, sometimes it looks like he just took the baton and he was about to take off down the field in a race. So the speed, the attention to detail with Devin, and then Hank, it seems like every day on the sideline, he's got that length to stretch out, keep his feet in bounds, and go make a tough catch. I know both those guys, you know, are the connection with Matt, with that group, it's been really good.
Tomorrow's the first day. How important is that going to be?
really the off day is just more about recovery for the guys and getting into a good routine that happens throughout the season to have a recovery day. So that's really the real emphasis for it right now. Thanks, guys. Coach, appreciate everybody. Okay. Yeah, I'll take you out when we're walking.
Okay, yeah, Coach. Which two, really? Which one was the hip, which one was the ankle?
Ankle,
hip.
Okay.
And Alan, what did you all see in Ricardo to make the switch in position? I went back and
speed.
Watched this highlight.
The speed and the tackling.
Okay.
Yep. So at that safety spot, that's what we love. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys.
I'll see you on Wednesday.